This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 26th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA had to scrub Discovery's launch again this morning, but it wasn't weather this time. It was a faulty fuel valve. We'll tell you more when we know. Cessna is announcing still more cuts in piston aircraft production at its plants in Independence and Columbus. A new study predicts aerospace will lose 10% of its total employment before the effects of the recession are over. But that's still way better than what happened at the end of the Cold War. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is demanding that the EPA justify the science of global warming in court before it sticks businesses with expensive regulations. Alaskan pilots got proficiency seminars as a start to August, traditionally a tough month for accidents there. King Schools has named Barry Nutilla Senior VP of Marketing and Technology. Embraer has delivered a Legacy 600 executive jet to Germany's Vibro Air Flug Service, its first German delivery of the aircraft. Bombardier says a 23-foot simulated fuselage section built by its partner, Shenyang Aircraft in China, has passed its quality checks. Premium Aerotech in Nordenham, Germany, has a new autoclave called the Colossus. It's 84 feet long and will be used to cure composite fuselage assemblies for the Airbus A350 XWB. Sky News reports the UK Ministry of Defense tried to save some money by writing its own flight software for its new Chinooks. As a result, the helicopters have now been sitting in a hangar unflyable since 2001. Allegiant Air says it's stopping its Cuban charters because it's just too complicated, and the company's business model is based on keeping things simple. And the 15-hole Westchester Golf Course near Los Angeles International Airport will finally get its last three holes back. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with airshow veteran Bud Granley about his flying career. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.